Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. We are at Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Pork Fest X, as it is being called. It is the 10th edition of this fest, and it's bigger than it's ever been, with what's expected to be maybe 1,500 people showing up here as the weekend wraps out. It's going all the way through Sunday, probably around noontime on Sunday. There will be a schedule packed with things to do until then. We've got Chris Cantwell still able to stick with us here, thankfully, due to a guest who is very flexible that we will be hearing from a little bit later tonight. So I wanted to keep this conversation going if we could, and I'm glad that we can. For those of you just tuning in, we are talking about solutions to the state, violence versus peace, and under specific circumstances, like when aggressed against, of course, by the state. You wouldn't be, Chris, one of those people saying that, well, the government's aggressing on us all the time, so we're justified in going down there and slaughtering them all.
Well, I would say that... No, I would say that, actually.
You do believe that?
Yeah, because basically these people, everything they have is taken from us by force. And when they're using that force, it's a threat against our lives, really, because if you don't pay your taxes...
Who is it justified to slaughter? Is it justified to slaughter just the police, or should you go in and slaughter the tax collectors, too?
We could spend a lot of time talking about that. I personally think that, you know, it would be a really nice thing if all these people would just go find productive employment. You know, enforcers are obviously the people who you are going to be faced with. Directly, and those are the people who I think at some point are going to end up having to be confronted. Do you go down to the IRS and slaughter a clerk? I mean, I don't know, but at the end of the day, all of these people are aggressors, and someone who is being aggressed against is morally okay in defending themselves. Do I think that's a good idea? That's a whole other question, and I don't think we're going to settle it in this segment.
I think there's also a huge difference between going in and actively slaughtering people and going in with guns and saying, okay, go home now, you're fired.
But if you go in with guns, see, this is what the thing that I try to get at is that, you know, whenever there's that threat of force, okay, the force is going to end up getting applied. If you walk into the IRS with an AK-47 and you tell everybody to go home, what you're going to end up in is a military conflict with the United States federal government, if not just shot by your local police. As far as that thing gets escalated, you are going to fight every level of the state until there basically is none left or they can't.
So you see the futility in these ideas, right? Like, not only are they bad from a PR perspective, but they're also bad in that you're going to lose.
The problem is lack of force of arms. So if the problem is lack of force of arms, then the answer is to try to balance that equation. And I'm not a military tactician, okay? I'm not a military strategist, and I'm not trying to say that. What I'd really like for people to take out of this more than anything, I think that all of us agree that there is a line, that there's a line for each of us individually, and there's a line for a society, so to say, that we talked earlier and you agreed that at some point these protection agencies will protect us from tax collectors, and that there are violent confrontations at that point. Wherever that line is for you.
I think they can do it without a lot of violence. I think there are some really creative ways that we haven't thought about, because that's the thing about violence is it's not creative. It's a base animal instinct. It's a response, a reaction to the feeling of being threatened. And I don't blame anyone for feeling that way because we are being threatened.
It's a last resort, okay? And it's something that it's something that should be used when there is no other way. And if there's another way,
okay,
I'm really hoping to see.
Then you don't really believe that someone should go down and set a bomb off at a police station.
I never said that someone should do that. What I said is that if we're talking about a strictly like moral philosophical argument about whether somebody's morally justified
well,
in doing it.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about what's also practical because we are looking to achieve something.
What you asked me in the beginning of the segment was, would it be justified? And I said, well, is it justified? Well, if we're talking,
I didn't ask you if it was justified. I just asked you if you were one of those people who thinks that it would be a good idea to go.
No, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. And I've said that, you know, I've said this a number of times, you know, that we're not talking about anybody going out and blowing up a building or whacking a politician. That's not what I'm talking about anybody doing right now. What I would like people to take from this segment, if nothing else, is simply to say, where is your line? And ask yourself that question and really come to a firm solution on it and say that this is where I'm not going to go any further. And Johnson had said that, okay, conscription, if we're going to have a war and they're going to start drafting people, then I'd rather take up arms against that institution and fight my real enemy. And that makes a lot of sense, because if they're going to kidnap you and send you off into a desert to get killed by a foreign government, you might as well fight your own at that point.
They can do that.
They've done it before. They'll do it again. They're about to get into another war with Syria. This happens all the time, Ian.
Chris, if you didn't get on the airplane to go to Vietnam, they weren't going to put you there, you know, into a rice paddy against your will. You're just going to go into a cage.
Oh, well, they're just going to put you into a cage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well either that or a casket.
Into a cage, or you're going to go into a casket, or you're going to go into a foreign war at that point. Why don't we just fight our own government? If they're the problem, they're the ones sending us off to fight the foreign war. Why don't we just pick up arms and fight our government instead of fighting the foreign government?
It doesn't lead to anything productive. And as we've seen, the history of violence is that whoever wins the conflict ends up just taking over, whatever the particular landmass is that we're talking about.
But that's the same thing as saying that a conversation leads to nothing, because people have been talking for the entire course of human history. The entire written human history has been conversation. So people have been talking and doing different things and disobeying the state for the entire course of human history, and that hasn't solved the problem. So let's just stop communicating, right? No, that's not the case. We say we have to do things a little bit differently this time or that. And the fact of the matter is that the state, you said before, that the state doesn't know how to deal with people when they're saying no and being peaceful. Well, they know exactly how to deal with those people. They use violence against them. They kidnap them and put them in cages, and if they resist, they murder them.
That's all true, but they also lose their legitimacy every time they do that.
They don't. They do not lose their legitimacy in the eyes of most people. No, because most people, like I said before, most people are never going to really take a serious interest in this stuff. They're never going to care. They're going to go to work. They're going to feed their families. They're going to watch American Idol, and they're going to do what entertains them until they can't feed their families anymore, and then they're probably going to go and murder their neighbor and take their food. But in the meantime, these people are not going to all of a sudden become very interested in what's happening. There's going to be minorities are what change things, okay?
That's right.
And at the end of the day, these people are going to be able to do all the things that they do, and they're going to be able to go to the grocery store, and they're going to be able to go put their kids in school, and everything's going to be just fine for them so long as peaceful people let them make violence the rule rather than the exception.
Well, I don't think violence should be tolerated, but I think that we should not return violence with violence. I think that we can come up with creative solutions that don't involve using the exact same tools and methods of the people calling themselves the state. I think that you're lowering yourself to the level of the statist by using violence, even though you can make all kinds of moral arguments for how right it is or how justified it is. It doesn't persuade people. It doesn't make things better. It doesn't make us more free. All it does is just bring the world more violence. And I'm not interested in adding to that. There's plenty of violence in the world. You can make all the justifications for it you want. I know. I've done it too. I felt the exact same way. I've got guns. I got rid of one of them. I still haven't really gotten rid of the other one that I have. I can't quite bring myself to get rid of it because there is the possibility of a zombie apocalypse.
Buy more.
And you never know about...
Right.
You never know what you might need that for someday. But I don't... I generally think of my fellow man as just somebody who's like me, but maybe misguided, somebody who is sort of the same person, but not the same. Like they've had a different experience. I try to think of doing something to another human being as I'm just doing to myself. And I don't want to cut my own arm off. I don't want to hurt a brother of mine, even if that person is doing the wrong thing.
And that's like a we are all connected thing, and we're not.
True.
You know, we're
it
not. No,
true we
it's
are.
Not.
Okay, but
we're not. We are both competitive and cooperative animals, and we decide to be connected with certain people and not to be connected with other people.
No, it's all an illusion, Chris, and the idea that you're separated from anyone else is just you've been fooled.
Let me ask you this: if we're going along the whole "we are connected" argument, so what if just say, like, there's 20 activists in Keene, right? You know, 20 activists who are close friends of yours, Ian. And let's just say that tomorrow there's a few rogue cops who don't even bother obeying the law. They're just angry at Keene activists, and they kill 10 of your friends. Would you change your mind a little bit?
I can't really tell you what I would say in that particular circumstance, but I don't generally believe violence solves problems.
If we're all connected, are those cops a cancer that needs to be cut out?
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Maybe you've got a comment on this particular conversation. We can take your call at 855-450-FREE. Are the violent cops a cancer that needs to be cut out, or do you become the cancer when you lower yourself to their level and use their game against them? 855-450-FREE. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you'd like, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. by heading over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you, by the way. You get to control the content on the site. You submit to it what you think is interesting, maybe outrageous or fun or something that you want to share with us on the air so we can share it with our listeners. You submit it there at freetalklive.com. It then receives votes. You may vote on things, vote them up or down, depending on a variety of different factors, whatever you like or dislike. Go to freetalklive.com and do get interactive there. Plus, if you would like, there are a number of other features that you can enjoy. And then if you want to really support the show, I would recommend that you do that. Some of the ways you can do that are included on the promote page. You go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the ideas of liberty. So again, promote.freetalklive.com. Another great show to check out is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast and call-in show as well as YouTube channel and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and make a user account for yourself. Follow the show on Twitter at School Sucks Show and subscribe on YouTube to the School Sucks podcast channel, schoolsucksproject.com. We're going to go for one more segment. This is the final segment of this discussion that we've been having throughout the first hour and a half of the show here with Chris Cantwell. His YouTube channel is YouTube/Chris Cantwell or Christopher Cantwell?
/FreedomFighter631. But if you just search YouTube for Chris Cantwell, you'll find my channel.
Perfect. And you've got some stand-up acts and some rants, and you actually even do some characters. Like Minarchist Mike
is a fan favorite, and working on a few other ones that will hopefully be debuting soon. And I do some comedic stuff, some rants, some activism. I mean, it's the stuff that I do. Just when it's interesting, I record it and I put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, so Johnson had asked a pretty tough question before we went to break there. Can you re-ask that, Johnson?
Sure. What I was asking was if, for example, you got a lot of friends of activists in Keene, and you know what happened if some rogue officers decide to come in and just start slaughtering people because they don't like a lot of the activists and don't like the position of some of the activists, which is basically against their job. And if they took out a bunch of activists, say, let's say 50%, what about 75%? At what point, if they go and start just killing people and using violence against the activists there, when is enough, I guess.
Yep. I get the question. I don't know if I have a really good answer for it because it's an issue I don't want to have to address, right? Like, I don't really want to think about that too hard because I don't believe that that's going to happen. I see no evidence for it. I think that the police in New Hampshire are pretty easygoing compared to cops in other places. They're nowhere near as scary. And I think that most of them are real live human beings who have feelings and families.
What if the one cop had hit a little harder with his door or been a little bit more to the left when Derek was on his bike?
And you're talking about would have killed Derek? Yeah, like I said, I don't think it would have been any better. I don't think it would have been any better of a situation had the activists just decided to shoot the cop to death on the scene in that case. Whether or not the cop had murdered Derek or whether he had just knocked him off of his bicycle, I don't think that level of escalation does anything to bring peace to the world, to the community, to people inside themselves. And, I reluctantly would say that I lean towards nonviolence in all aspects. I'm almost a pacifist. I'm not quite. I still believe in self-defense in certain situations, but I really have a tough time even with the idea of that, simply because, as we were discussing, this idea of everybody being connected, there's good reason to not believe that, because it certainly appears like we're disconnected, but I think there's certainly some science, like quantum physics or whatever, not to claim that I know a thing or two about it. I don't. I just know what I've heard, and it's my understanding that that there's a lot of evidence from science to show that those things are true. Does that mean that our consciousnesses are directly connected? I don't know about that. That would be really hard to get into. But ultimately, it would be very, very difficult for me to support any kind of violent action in response to even the most aggressive and outrageous violence.
I've got another question. It's very philosophical and kind of strange because of the way violence tends to work with government is this sort of tiered violence where it's like, okay, you're going to do this or we're going to use violence against you. What about that sort of same situation where if the activists, instead of killing the officer in question, said, you're no longer a police officer. If we see you around here acting as a police officer, we're going to kill you. At that point, that type of violence where we say, you know, like, and I'm saying in the situation where an officer has somehow killed an activist, gotten away with it, and then the other activists say, you need to stop working.
If you go and you say something like that, then either you're making an impotent threat or you might as well shoot the guy on the spot because right. He's not going to stop doing it.
Right, not if the community believes he's a police officer and is continually willingly paying his paycheck.
Sure, but if there's enough activists in an area, you know, you can certainly put the fear of God into somebody, you know, like...
Well, again, if you've got enough activists in the area, you probably don't need to get violent because you'll start changing people's hearts and minds and then they won't decide they need this coercive state anymore. And I think that, you know, as you pointed out, Chris, if we do end up getting to a voluntarist society without using force, then you'll be happy about that. Right?
If I've got nobody to defend myself against, then I'm certainly not going to be initiating force against people.
And I don't want to see you get taken out. I mean, I like you, Chris. I don't want to see you die in a hail of gunfire.
I would prefer to avoid that myself, but there are worse things that can happen, frankly. You know, I do think that we have to, at some point, say, I think that... The state is going to keep on doing these things unless people stop them. And people are going to die in the process of that happening, unfortunately. I'm not happy about it. I don't expect anybody else to be happy about it. I'd really prefer you to get your way. I really say if Ian can work this out, let Ian work this out, and nobody has to get shot. Unfortunately, what I see every single day is more and more violence. If you believe, as you say you do, that we're all connected, well, then these people are a cancer because they are going out and harming so many people. They're bringing so much pain and so much harm that they are the source of so much trauma to our collective thought process or whatever the quantum physics thing it is that they have to be removed from it at some point because they're really harming
it. Seems on its face like a persuasive argument, the idea that they and these individuals are a cancer if we are all indeed connected. And I can see how someone would view it that way. But really the cancer is in their mind. It's a cancerous idea. It's an idea that gives them this concept of authority. This belief that they have the right to tell others what to do. And if we can cure that cancer, then that would be a much preferable situation than to excising the people. Because these are human beings. They're not cancer.
So are
they
Bloods and Crips. So is the Sopranos.
And everybody acts according to incentives. I mean, the Sopranos and the Bloods and Crips are probably far more honorable than the people in the States. But ultimately, they, you know, like a lot of people in the Mafia, respect women and children. For instance, you know, they may not actually harm women and children where the state doesn't have a problem taking babies from mothers and things like that.
But of course, if the Bloods and Crips come to do a home invasion robbery on me and I shoot them, everybody's like, hey, Chris is a hero, right?
Because they have no legitimacy.
And then if the other gang in blue comes through and does it, then I'm the...
And you're a terrorist.
Crazy, lone, nutshot wacko.
And that's not going to change anytime soon. And until it does, it would be really bad.
That's what I'm trying to do.
It would be really bad for you to take that particular tact. It would not be helpful for liberty for you to do anything like that.
Unless we change the narrative.
Right, and you have to change people's minds ultimately because that's what you would want done to you if you were that cop in that position. And you could very well be in that position. You could be the statist. And then wouldn't you want to be given the chance to change more?
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You bring up anything you want here, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They are free, and you get to control the content. So some of the other things you can enjoy there include archives, which go back for years. You just click and download, and they're yours. We actually even have the SoundCloud player built right into each archival page at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy those and enjoy them for free. If you want to support the show, we can tell you about how to do that a little bit later. John. John is going to be our guest. John will be joining us, but right now, Mark, that's your name. Mark, my regular co-host, is back in his regular chair. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You stayed out a little late for some dinner, some delicious food with some of the porcupines here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a special speaker's dinner. You were speaking at that dinner, apparently.
Well, I got up on stage. It doesn't amount to much. I just didn't. I would much rather have not been in the discussion between you and Chris
Cantwell. Yeah. So even though I would expect you would have taken the peaceful side of things in that particular discussion.
Just not interested in being in it.
So we're going to continue. Here we're going to take some calls, but we're going to go to a special guest here first. Mark, you met somebody today while you were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was so much going on in the schedule. We've been so busy with this discussion about violence versus peace that I haven't even touched on any of the things that went on today. But something you saw was about paleo.
John Durant is the author of the Paleo Manifesto: Ancient Wisdom for Lifelong Health. And John, I saw a portion of your talk, and I thought it was fascinating. The paleo diet is really picked up. Why do you think it's so popular?
It strikes a chord with people. There's so much madness out there in the diet world. I don't know about you, but I don't even like the word diet. I don't like the concept of going on a diet. But when people want to be healthy, they suddenly look up and they see all these different, you know, low-fat, low-calorie, organic, vegan, vegetarian, plant-based, and there's mass confusion. And this cuts through, paleo and primal cuts through a lot of the mass confusion and gives some pretty simple rules of thumb for how to be healthy. Eat the types of food that would have been available in the wild for millions of years. Just like if you go to any of the top zoos in the world, this is how they keep animals healthy and happy in captivity. They try to mimic aspects of that species' natural habitat. And the same concept works for humans.
So what are we talking about here? What kind of foods?
So first off, where it agrees with the conventional wisdom is avoiding industrial processed foods, so Coca-Cola and frozen pizza.
Cheetos?
Cheetos are out.
I love those things.
They are good. Where it differs from the conventional wisdom is on grains and grain products and dairy. And so grains, wheat, corn, soy, which is a legume, and then dairy, people are sort of split on. Some people do fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, dairy is one of these things that, as I understand, the paleo people are a little split on.
Yeah, it requires personal experimentation. If your ancestors, if your ancestors ate dairy, were a bunch of herders in the Middle East or Europe, then you can probably handle dairy better than other folks. But only about 35% of the world has this gene called the lactase persistence gene, which allows you to digest lactose. Most people in the world are lactose intolerant. So you just sort of have to see what works for you.
But isn't whey the most digestible protein?
You know, I don't know which is the most digestible protein.
Right. I mean, you know, in one of the weightlifting magazines I've read over the years, that they contended that whey was very important.
Weightlifters love to do a gallon of milk a day.
Yeah.
Go mad. So it's a good way of taking
the milk, right?
It's a good way of taking a baby cow and turning it into an adult cow.
Well, and that's sort of the other aspect that one would say is that dairy is really important for the development of the human primate, in that all of them develop through having milk, at least in the first couple of years.
Well, it's amazing. It's a great point. The least controversial health advice in the world is breastfeeding. I mean, these days, nobody disagrees. Maybe Nestle Corporation disagrees a little bit because they're trying to sell infant formula.
Not anymore, they're not. They're going on the mother's milk is best, and if you can't use that, then Nestle's.
Well, kudos to them. It's a little late, but
indeed.
There was a lot of hubris to think that a few nerds in lab coats could engineer something that was superior to real human mother's milk. And it's far more complicated than any central planner could ever come up with.
So basically the paleo primal diets, what's the distinction between paleo and primal?
Primal folks incorporate more dairy. That's the primary distinction.
Okay. And basically it's meat and vegetables.
Yeah, meat, seafood, leafy vegetables, roots, tubers, eggs, honey.
Honey?
Yeah.
Okay. Really? That seems odd that you could have... I mean, can you go overboard with honey, it would seem?
Well, see, the trick is you have to go to the beehive yourself and collect it, hunting, which makes it a little bit harder to put it on everything.
Well, lots of people with beehives
up here in New Hampshire.
All right, so I don't want to get hung up on honey.
Yeah.
As I understand, the beans aren't in the list.
Well, beans are a type of seed. It's the reproductive organ of the plant. If you go in the wild, or in the raw state, a lot of beans are poisonous. You make ricin out of castor beans. Wild almonds have cyanide in them. Apple seeds have cyanide in them. And so eating too much of any type of seed, whether that's a grain, a bean, a legume, or even nuts and seeds, can be dangerous, because seeds have toxins in them to prevent insects and herbivores from eating them and digesting them. See, the funny thing is that plants can't run away from predators.
Sure.
They're rooted in the same spot. And so they need other defense mechanisms to make sure that their offspring make it into the next generation.
For folks that want to sort of try out this paleo thing, you know, what's a good resource for them to begin to figure it out? If they've heard a little bit about it, it's tickling around in their head, and, you know, why would they try it, and where would they find out info?
Well, I'll give two. The first thing they can do is pre-order my book, The Paleo Manifesto. But really, the best website isn't my own. The best website for beginners is called marksdailyapple.com. It's put on by a great guy named Mark Sisson, and has great introductory material, very clear, easy to read, and links to more science if you want it. So marksdailyapple.com.
So, John, I see it's John Durant, the author of The Paleo Manifesto, available through Amazon?
Yep.
So folks can that are listening to this show can go to shop.freetalklive.com to place that pre-order, and then Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So please do that. You know, you're here, you've got a laissez-faire, don't tread on me shirt on. You're obviously somebody who fits in to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How'd you come about knowing about this this event?
Well, I've been involved with libertarianism going way back. In my college days, I was president of the Harvard Libertarian Society. Mm-hmm. It exists. There were a dozen of us. I ran a laissez-faire administration, which means I didn't do very much.
Right.
I realized when I was in high school that I was sort of raised as a standard Republican, and in high school I just needed an excuse to justify smoking pot, and came across libertarianism, but realized that there was actually this rich tradition of liberty that going way back in my family, and I don't know if you've heard of the Foundation for Economic Education.
I have, yeah.
My parents met there in the 1970s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we go way back with these ideas.
I guess so.
So what? So how did you find out about the Free State Project?
Oh, it was just on my radar.
Recently or years
no,
ago?
No. Back when folks were trying to decide which state to choose. And I just, this is my first year, though, at Porkfest.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And when did you get here?
Oh, I got here on Monday. I've been here the whole time, baby.
Yeah, so you've been watching it kind of ramp up as the week
goes on. It's awesome. Monday was intimate, and each day there are more and more people in a new crowd, and so it really feels sort of like a rolling, moving, growing event.
Yeah, but it's still intimate, I think. Like, you know, last night I was down at the campfire, met a few guys that were really cool, had a nice conversation, and they're just, it's so easy to strike up conversations with people you've never met before here.
We had some bear meat last night and didn't have a fire to cook it on, and so we just randomly went up to somebody's fire and they invited us in and had a blast. So
no one's ever asked me to cook bear meat on my fire.
We borrowed a grill top from someone that we eventually found out was vegan, so that was a little awkward, that discussion, when we told him that we cooked bear meat on his grill.
It would seem it.
John Durant, good luck selling the book, The Paleo Manifesto, available for pre-order now, shop.freetalklive.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We want to try to sneak in your calls if you make them, so stand by if you're on the line. Also, special guests on the way, including, is it Doug French, Mark? And
that's right.
David Friedman, well-known economist who has been speaking at the event. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milescott. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milescott's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We give them to you. You get to go and control the content of the site in a variety of different ways. One of them is the bulletin board system. You can go and post to other Free Talk Live listeners, respond to posts that have already been made, and interact there for free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your phone calls, and then our next special guest here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest X. But first, let's go to Jericho. He's listening in Virginia to Mount Jackson's WSVG. Hey, Jericho.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. You're on with Ian and Mark live from Porkfest.
Gotcha. Well, Ian, love you, man. Love your show. But I disagree with you.
Thanks.
On the violence issue.
Okay. Tell me how violence solves problems.
Well, you know, violence first never solves problems. Okay. I mean, let me clarify. And no good human being, you know, just goes out and wants violence and war and all this other stuff. And granted, there are plenty of bad human beings in this world who do it every day. But no good human being wants that. Okay. Just to clarify, okay, a lot of us carry guns. Okay. I can speak for me and everybody I know. Personally, we don't strap on a gun to our hip. Oh, I hope I get to shoot somebody today. It's not like
that's
that.
True.
It's
I never
like
said
that
you did. I have a gun too.
No.
So I understand that.
I'm just making an example. I'm using this as an example. You know, so if you have a gun too, so you probably think like I do. Man, I hope I never have to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, but the fact of the matter is, since you carry a gun, you have it in your head. Okay, if A ever happens, then B, I have to do this. Unfortunately, violence, you know, if there's threats of violence, you can negotiate, you can, you know, that kind of stuff, try to have peace treaties, you know, that kind of thing. But once somebody starts violence, the only way you stop it is with violence, unfortunately. We're talking about after violence starts. And that goes for somebody trying to rob your home, harm your family, harm you, harm a friend or neighbor. Violence.
But what good
violence
does it do to use violence against the people calling themselves the state if that violence is going to result in more states?
Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by that, but taking it
well, here's what I mean. When you use violence against the people calling themselves the state, they then use your violence as the excuse to expand their state.
I don't condone ever using violence against the state.
Oh, okay, well, that was the gist of the conversation we were having the first hour and a half of the show.
Okay, yeah, well, see, like I told your call screener, I only caught a couple minutes of it. You know, I mean, I listen to your show quite a bit, but this evening...
Yeah, I think that you have the ability to defend yourself if you've got somebody who's trying to harm you or your family. I think you're fully within your rights to defend yourself in that case.
What I'm saying is, in regards to states, as you're saying, and in regards to states, you know... To me, anyway, and everybody I know, you don't start violence against, you don't go bomb a government building, you don't start shooting, you know, you don't do that unless the violence has already started against you. You know what I'm saying? If the violence has already started.
What I'm trying to say to you is that even if they've started violence against you, that you being violent in return is not going to make things better. That's my message, that it's not going to help.
It comes back to die on your feet or live on your knees. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know,
you can still die on your feet without killing other human beings.
If they're trying to kill you?
That's right. You can just just die on your feet. You don't have to get on your knees for it.
Complete civil argument. Let me ask you a question then. If it's okay for you to carry a gun to protect yourself and your family, where does that line stop? Where is the line there between you can use a gun to protect your family against two intruders or use your guns to protect yourself against a state?
I think the line, first of all, there is no such thing as the state. There are only individuals who call themselves the state. And the fact is that those people are legitimate in people's minds, and the line would be the legitimacy. And that's a real nebulous line.
I can agree with you fully. I don't see them as legitimate. The government we have, I don't see it as legitimate.
Yeah, but your neighbors do. Your neighbors do, and the people at the water cooler do.
Now, my neighbors, that if that state and its government was attacking the people, they're not going to sit and watch. You see what I'm saying? I don't know a person in this planet who's going to go start violence against the state. I don't know anybody like that. But I can tell you right now, if they were to start...
No, but you are advocating using violence against them if they use violence against you. That's what you've advocated, correct?
Exactly.
Right. And I'm trying to tell you that's not going to advance liberty in our lifetime. That's going to give the state the excuse to expand their purview and use more violence against you. But you'll be dead, so don't worry. You won't get to experience that because they're going to exterminate you. So just keep that in mind. Yeah. Thanks, Jericho. I appreciate your call tonight, man. So 855-450-FREE. Mark here in the studio. Also, Brett Vinat sitting in on our third microphone. Brett, do you guys ever discuss this issue on School Sucks? I mean, I know that it's called the School Sucks Project, but you guys really go in a lot of different directions. You're not just talking about schooling all the time.
No. We couldn't, you can only get so much content out of school. And we started, the general message of our show is that school and education are not the same thing. They're closer to antonyms than synonyms, and we try to just get into that topic and that message from as many different angles as we possibly can. So have we ever explored this question specifically? No, but this topic kind of makes me a little nervous. I think at the very least, it's very, very bad PR. So
to be violent in response.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree with what you're saying, that it is a total invitation for the state to expand its power. And we've seen all kinds of examples especially in the advent of free societies in the last couple hundred years. As they've gone on, governments have learned that they can provoke people into being violent or actually put violent, you know, agent provocateurs in a movement itself, and then discredit that movement because either one of their agents gets violence, or they violent, or they provoke somebody else to being violent. So violence does nothing but discredit ideas and movements. And I think, especially at this point, like, I understand the notion of someday may come when we need that kind of revolution, but that day is not here. The state still has way too much legitimacy in people's minds.
It's easy to point that day out in history books. Like, you can go back and say, look, when these guys with the brown shirts were knocking on these doors and messing with these people of this religion, like, that was the day. But it's really hard when you're in the flow of history. Like, right now, that's where we are. We're in a continuum of history. It's happening right now. And we don't know where that, that line of fascism that's acceptable to use violence in response to, and I think it changes all the time with different societies. We don't know where that is, and so to propose that you know where it is, it's going to cause a lot of mistakes, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we talking about violence at Porkfest? I got a hacky sack here.
We had a lengthy discussion. The first hour and a half was dedicated to that topic.
I
Chris Cantwell.
He is all whipped up.
Yeah, I did catch some of it. So, I understand that it is an issue if somebody is out there, especially on YouTube or in public, you know, and they say, I'm a voluntarist, I'm a libertarian, whatever words they want to use, but then they're also advocating this idea. Yeah, I think it is very important in that context to certainly address that.
I don't think Chris Cantwell is an undercover agent or anything like that, but
right.
I think he truly believes in his position. But I think that the people who do advocate for violence should really be looked at with suspicion. I think that if you have somebody come in, wherever you live, whether you're in New Hampshire or wherever you are, if somebody comes into your movement and starts talking about blowing something up, if they start talking about killing somebody or hurting somebody or just generally focusing on violent solutions to whatever the issue is, you have someone who's very dangerous. They could either be an undercover agent or they could just be dangerous because they're crazy. So beware of those people.
And just to circle back to what I said before, there's a historical precedent for that. I mean, this was huge in the 1970s with a lot of anti-war groups, with the civil rights movement, with the Black Panthers. Most of those groups were infiltrated by COINTELPRO, and violence was a tool used by state agents to discredit ideas in the public mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we need to remain peaceful so people will pay attention to what we're trying to say, because if they've already written you off as some sort of crazy nut job, then they're never going to give any ideas that you have to share with them serious consideration.
Right. I mean, the gun issue provides enough challenges for people like us, because people, I think, also have been trained to associate guns with violence.
Yeah, that's true.
And violent ideation. So that's a real challenge, even broaching that issue with people.
So the School Sucks Project, tell me briefly for our listeners who've never heard about it, what it is.
The School Sucks Project started as a podcast in 2009, and it was built on my experience working in and around public schools and private schools and as a private tutor for many years. We eventually grew to include a YouTube channel a little over a year ago with the help of LRN.FM. We started doing a live call-in show in an effort to, you know, build the interactivity and the community aspect of the show, and we launched a new website in January at schoolsucksproject.com, where people can go, they can make accounts, they can participate in our forums, they can create groups for educational topics they're interested in and make friends.
It's a great show. Yeah. I recommend it. And Brett, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
I appreciate you chiming in on that topic. Great points. And again, schoolsucksproject.com is the website. Our number here tonight is 855-453. That's toll-free. We're live from Porkfest X, and Hour 3 continues in moments.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.